In this lesson, you'll learn about focus and, more importantly, why it's best to only have one at a time. If you're someone who loves to learn and experiment with lots of different ideas and projects, that's probably a terrifying idea. But I have good news, because I am also one of those people. I love to learn, and I love to practice what I learn. At any given time, I might have lots of different interests that I'm researching and pursuing, but I also hold myself to a few standards so that I don't spiral off into procrastination land and get nothing done for days, weeks, or even months. The trick is to have multiple focuses, but only one at a time. If that's a little confusing, let's explore it. So, what is focus anyway? The dictionary says that it's the center of interest or activity. That sounds about right to me. And if you agree, then it makes sense that you really can only have one at a time. If you're focused on one thing, then you can't really be focused on another. And that's where most of our problems come from anyway. We know we can only have one focus, but that's uncomfortable, so we try to have more anyway. We try to break a rule we know that we can't actually break. And what that tends to look like is a constant state of distraction. While you attempt to work on one thing, your mind slips away to other things. The result, of course, is that you do subpar work on the thing that you think you're focusing on. And you also don't engage your mind fully on the distracting thoughts. Basically, you get the worst of both worlds. There's a lot of research to back up the fact that humans are not good at multitasking. Yes, you can do it, but you don't really accomplish much. Quality and productivity suffer when you try. The best performance comes when you pick one thing, work on it until it's done, and then move on to others. That allows you to get into a state of flow, that place where distractions cease to exist and time seems to pass by without even noticing. But getting into that state and staying there, when you have lots to do and you always feel under pressure, it's pretty difficult. It creates a lot of stress. Another reason focus is so difficult is because, well, it always has been. And the speed of our culture today is designed to grab our attention, but only for a moment. It feels good to be constantly on the move and hunting for information and doing something new. That hunt can contribute to great work, but by itself, it can't produce great work. And more often than not, we use that perpetual hunt as a way to avoid doing what's hard. All those small things don't always add up to what you could accomplish if you stayed focused on the big thing. But this is the way that many of us are wired. That's why I like to take focus one step further and think in terms of multiple focuses. I can have more than one interest, and I can indulge more than one, but not at the same time. When I'm in one task, I need to be in it fully. And once it's done, I can move on to another, but not before. It's a simple concept, but when you've been operating differently for so long, it can be surprisingly hard to actually implement. Now, there are a few things that have helped me get better at this, and they've made me a lot more productive and helped me finish bigger projects and goals without feeling like I'm trapped or can't have other interests. So first, I limit the number of focuses I allow myself to have. And one of them must always take a priority over the other. So I can work on different projects, but I only get to have two. That's the magic number for me, because I make great progress on the most important one, but still have an outlet for, you know, other ideas when I get worn out and I need to shift gears for a little bit. And what I found about myself that seems to apply to a lot of people like me who are naturally pulled towards many ideas and projects is that they're voracious learners. So if you're like me, you love to learn new things and you love to test how well that you know them, often by starting new projects. So when I limit myself to just two focuses, the primary focus is always something that I already know, something I'm already skilled at. My job for that project is to produce, to create something from the knowledge I already have. And the second project involves a lot of learning. Its purpose is to test new ideas and meet that drive to fill my brain with new information. Now, let's zoom in a little bit. How do you actually make this work on a day-to-day basis? It's easy to set lofty goals and tell yourself that you're going to focus on one thing at a time, but it's also easy to abandon that plan and find yourself stuck spinning your wheels again. What helps me is to start every day with only two goals. Just like I only allow myself to have two focuses, when I first start my workday, I define two things that I want to get done. There might be lots of competition for those slots, and deciding first thing in the morning what they're going to be makes it so much easier to stick with them and have something you're actually proud of at the end of the day. If you're used to miles-long to-do lists every day, this might seem pretty unambitious. But I would challenge you to try it and see for yourself. You may be used to getting lots of things done every day, but how often have you achieved more than one or two really great things? These are things that you would talk to your friends about when they ask, "Hey, what have you been up to?" Or what you would tell about your wife at the end of the day, or your husband at the end of the day, or somebody important to you. It's actually pretty challenging to complete more than one or two of those kinds of things every day. Another focus-improving thing that you can do is to practice time blocking. So you'll learn about this in more detail in later lessons, but the gist of it is pretty simple. If you want to get something done in the most time-efficient way possible, give it a block of time and make it your singular focus during that block. By forcing all other work or distractions out during a block of focus time, you give yourself the best opportunity to get into that flow state. And a helpful strategy with time blocking is to use what's called the Pomodoro technique. Now, the Pomodoro technique is just another way to block your time, but it's on a smaller scale, usually about 30 minutes. And that 30 minutes gets broken up into two chunks, a 25-minute sprint of work, followed by 5 minutes of rest and recovery. Now, that's not a hard and fast rule, so you can experiment with the numbers to see what works best for you. A Pomodoro by itself does not typically produce much work, but when you string them together, it's a really effective way to maintain focus on one thing for a long period of time. They really add up. Okay, another trick that I like to use to maintain focus when I have two competing priorities is to use one as a reward for the other. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm the type of person who always needs a second project. It's just how I tick. And like I mentioned, one is always focused on producing what I know, and one is focused on learning and exploring new ideas and learning new concepts. Most of the time, the learning and exploring is, well, more fun. But producing what I know is usually more valuable to others, at least in the moment. So I can use that contrast to set up a sort of carrot and stick scenario. I can essentially create incentives for myself. If I hit my goals and my priorities for the day, that's the stick, right? Then I get to spend time on the other project at the end of the day without feeling guilty about wasting any time. So that's the carrot. Setting up rewards for yourself and challenges to meet in order to receive them can be a really motivating strategy to keep you focused on one thing at a time. But I will admit that it doesn't work for everyone. Sometimes it becomes just another distraction. So you should experiment with it to see if it's useful for you. And it's okay if it's not. You'll probably know after a few days if it'll work for you. So here's what we went over in this lesson. First, we learned that we can have multiple interests and projects, but that it's critical we only focus on one at a time. Useful productivity depends on being able to sweep away distractions when we're trying to get things done. Then, number two, we learned a few ways to think about and organize multiple focuses so that we can actually achieve that. Setting just two goals per day is one strategy to maintain focus throughout the day, and time blocking and the Pomodoro technique is a good way to get little sprints of work done that add up without burning out. And setting up rewards for meeting our goals is another trick that can work for some of us. If you haven't already, decide what your two most important tasks are to get done today. Or if you're watching this video in the evening, decide right now what they're going to be for tomorrow. That way, your focus is set from the moment that you wake up. When you're done, I'll see you in the next lesson.